Kevin McCarthy announces House Republicans will subpoena crackhead Biden, Hunter Biden, that is, in impeachment inquiries. YouTube gods aren't going to like this. You got to go to politicalbombster.com. Help a brother out. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com. As this is surely not going to be, how you say, monetized. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, or raydog.com. Let's talk about it. Kevin McCarthy announces House Republicans will subpoena Hunter Biden in impeachment inquiries. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, as I said, he announced intentions to subpoena Hunter Biden as part of an ongoing investigation. But you know what's going to happen. He's just going to plead the fifth. Any good son would do that. Plead the fifth. That's what I would do. But nonetheless, let me don't give him any ideas. Ongoing investigation into the Biden family's business dealings. Of particular interest of President Poopy Joe Biden's alleged role in his son's shady, remember the big guy, 10% of the big guy, relationships with foreign entities. Doing an interview on Fox News Sunday morning with host Maria Bartiromo, McCarthy emphasized that the move would be based on facts. It is unclear as to when this subpoena would come. Bartiromo brought up Democrats bringing in Donald Trump Jr. for their J6 hearings and asked, how come you haven't brought in Hunter Biden? McCarthy responded, well, the first thing is I don't subpoena anybody. I let committees do their work. But think about this, Maria. You wouldn't know any of this if we weren't in charge. The one thing the American public has to understand is there's a strategy behind everything we do. We only follow the facts. Hunter Biden smokes the crack. He doesn't say that. Hunter Biden will get subpoenaed. But when's the appropriate time? Do you do it because television wants it, or do you do it around the facts and the timing? I think we should have the bank statements to actually know where did the money go, so you would know the questions to ask Hunter Biden. To just subpoena Hunter Biden because you want to fundraise or you want to do something, that's not how you run it effectively. I agree with him there. And I'm not going to listen to it on Twitter. We just read it. The speaker continued, indicating that the House Republicans wish to have as much information as possible before compelling Hunter Crack to testify. We also have 5,400 emails that Joe Biden used as vice president, a false name that we have not been able to get yet, he said. Wouldn't it be smarter in an investigation that you were able to get all of those emails? We saw, don't be careful, he might pull a Hillary Clinton there and bleach it. I forgot the exact name of the software, but whatever, bleaching it to get rid of it. The lawmaker said he wished to let the committees follow it and take it at the right time. McCarthy comments come days after he announced that House Republicans were launching an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. I wonder why they're doing that. Well, I'm not going to say because President Trump called for them to pretty much do it, twisting their arms, but I just said it anyway. Democrats are still railing against the effort to potentially impeach Poopy Pants Biden, claiming Republicans have no evidence warranting such a move. So, there you go. And now you know, and knowing it's half the battle. Do you think when Biden, Hunter Crack Biden subpoenaed, will he plead the fifth? Or will he actually spill the beans? I don't think he's going to spill the beans at all. I don't think so. Anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe, politicalbombshow.com. Click on support us. Go into our store, buy our merch, or raydog.com. And I'll see you in the next one.